Okay, meet me at the bar in 15 minutes and suit up.
Would you like some more champagne?
I'd love some.
Who's ready for margaritas?
Fireball.
All right, last call, fellas. It's closing time.
Ah, crap. I'm not even half buzzed.
Beer. Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe? Is it? Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central, now with Live in Fear Doppler.
It's a twist!
Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Mom, I'm late for soccer practice.
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler. Only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
We do have some healthy storms passing through the area. It's raining rather passionately. When was the last time somebody used that word to describe rainfall? Huh?
Passionate.
And watching the Live in Fear Doppler, this is interesting. It's coming up from the south today. And it looks like 231 is pretty covered from Troy all the way into town. 65 southwest from Montgomery past Greenville all the way to Nymph is loaded with rain. So this current thing that's in the middle of town and heading north, be eventually in Elmore County with Tomka and so forth, that'll probably start to die down shortly, but not in time for me to come in looking like a wet rodent today. So let's get the forecast from the man who really has the answers for us.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If your yard needs rain, the news is good over the next few days. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue. They'll generally fade out tonight, overnight low 74, but then they will redevelop tomorrow. In fact, scattered to numerous storms around tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, with daytime high temperatures around 90 and lows at night in the middle 70s. And then Monday, still a decent chance of more scattered storms. Download our free weather app and stay on top of where the storms are and where they're going to be. It has advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly, even when you go out of town. It knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. If we embrace change, we'll be a lot happier. To everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. These are the opening words to a number one hit recorded by a band called The Byrds in 1965. But The Byrds didn't write these lyrics. King Solomon did, nearly 3,000 years ago. In the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon went on to say, there's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to tear things down and a time to build. He recognized that change is a part of life, and we'll get along a whole lot better if we accept changes as they come. So what if the next time I face a major change, I choose to have a positive attitude about it and focus on new opportunities instead of trying to hold on to the past? If we embrace change, we'll be a lot happier, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Hey, Vito. Yeah, what's up, Guido? Hey, our friends at Marguerite's, you know, they're in the pepper tree shops. Now they moved down the road there. They're by that fancy place, Doug's a Solano. Yeah, where they make the fancy schmancy hairdos. Yeah, they're in the pepper tree by the Chappies. The Boyga joint. Yeah, La Jolla. Yeah, fancy schmancy too. Italiano? No, just Americano. But go see Marguerite's and Pepper Tree.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. When it comes to refinancing or purchasing a home, we at Alabama Home Mortgage understand that time is money. Before you call a bank or 1-800 1-800 number. Give me, Kim Williams, a call at 567-4223. Mega banks can be mega slow. Alabama Home Mortgage can close your loan in 30 days or less. That's right, you heard me, 30 days or less. We work with a sense of urgency, so if you're refinancing, then the savings begin sooner. Or if you're purchasing, then you can move within the month. Don't let those banks drag you along. Experience the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to let the savings begin. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money and time you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, welcome to Millennial Minute. My name is Caden, Erica, Sienna, Ross, Michael, Smith, Edwards. This is a show for millennials by millennials. We go to the mail and we do the hashtag of the day. Who's our mail from, Christina?
Today's mail comes from Rebecca in Portland, Oregon.
Awesome. All right, cool. And what does she have to say?
She says, "Hi, Caden. My boss came up to me at work the other day and asked what I was doing when I was obviously doing nothing. I said nothing, and he told me to get back to work. That is like literally the worst I have ever felt. Is this literally the meanest thing you have ever heard?"
That's literally the meanest thing I've ever heard in my life. Absolutely. So passive aggressive. And that brings me to our hashtag of the day. Stop boss bullying. We're never going to stop these bosses asking us what we're doing when we're obviously doing nothing if we don't hashtag stop boss bullying. Thanks for joining us on Millennial Minute. Check us out next time. I'm Caden, Erica, Sienna, Ross, Michael, Smith, Edwards.
You know, I'm sick and tired of all the haters out there saying that millennials suck and that we're all stupid and entitled little b****. Read a book, man. That's how kids have always been. I'm not going to take it anymore. It's not our fault we were born. It's our parents' fault. And that's what this song's all about. It's about how we millennials didn't start the dumpster fire of history. All the old people in this song did. Like Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Student Baker, Television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. The age of 35, and you got some explaining to do, man. Rosenberg's H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Jean-Jean Brando, the king and I, and the catcher in the rye. Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen. Marciano, Liberace, Santana, goodbye. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, so stop blaming us. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. Yeah. Hemingway, Eichmann, Stranger in a Strange Land, Dylan, Berlin, Bay of Pigs invasion, Pope Paul, Malcolm X, British politician sex, JFK, blown away. What else do I have to say? We didn't start the fire. No, but when we are gone, will it still be burning on and on and on and on?
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
This is so stupid.
Yeah, we haven't even started yet. What do you get about another half hour, 45 minutes? We'll show you how dumb we can be. Happy hour. He's talking to 3.1 of MWACB. I'm your gracious occasional trucker and host, Brad. You know, right, Tom, like Psychic.
Joy.
He's here, too.
And here they are.
The much beloved and glorious, highly rated Prime Minister of Playtime.
Please, what?
He pulled a number with that Saturday show.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. And very consistent all 3 hours of clearing the air.
Cool.
Kicking butt on Saturday nights. So congratulations, Mr. Adams.
It's not me. It's the people.
we've had six. The news broke just before we ended the morning show that Aretha Franklin had passed away. And so we've had plenty of time to digest that. I'm sure tomorrow morning we'll have some additional material and stuff. In fact, I even got a call from our friends at CBS 8. This is interesting. They really wanted to know if I had a lame ass Aretha story to tell. But
why would you not?
Because I told him, I said, I've crossed paths with a lot of people, but not with Aretha.
She's royalty.
Yes. Huey Lewis put out a great tweet today. He said, Heaven just got its lead singer.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. And when I think of Aretha, of course, she was from Detroit, or she's connected to Detroit. And Motown and all that. And eventually the circular thinking that goes with that is, and you lived through this era. It was artists like Aretha and the whole Motown crowd that was actually bringing people together.
Mm-hmm.
In the 70s. There was dialogue going on.
Yep.
With people that would, for social reasons, just wouldn't cross paths on both sides. It was just two separate societies, and through the music of the 60s, late 60s, especially the 70s, you had a lot of people with something in common suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I thought things were starting to improve.
They were.
And then politicians come along and destroy that, because identity politics is where it's at. Not everybody's falling for it anymore. Trump's approval with blacks is up to 29%.
Good.
If he cracks 30, and the momentum would indicate he will, they're done. They have nothing to sell. And congratulations for waking up and realizing you don't have to goose step to the Democrats' plantation mentality. What have they done for you? That's what they're asking. Look at Chicago under Democratic rule since the beginning of time. Oof. And it's a shooting gallery. And the neighborhoods aren't better or safer. People are scared. And Rahm just, goes on his merry way. Because the cemeteries vote, so what's he got to worry about? Nothing, really.
True.
So maybe people are waking up to a rising tide that's helping a lot of people get out of the redundancy of poverty. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. You can get used to almost anything.
True.
Very good or true. Bad. Yep. You, if you're stuck with it, or you feel stuck with it, you can get used to it. And I think that's part of it as well. You start to feel hopeless, like that's never going to change. So I may as well, do what I can with what I got, never thinking there could be better. And then you have this, at least one newspaper stood up and said, we're not going to participate in this goon mentality, this groupthink. What was it? 200, 300 newspapers.
Mm.
With the same anti-Trump, you are the enemy of the people. Because you wouldn't know the truth if it crawled up your ass and jumped off the tip of your tongue. You have gone out of your way. I mean, the ultimate insult is to, the Dow went up 400 points today. The economy is exploding. I heard that Bernie clip on Dan's show. There's a $15 an hour minimum. You don't need a minimum wage. When it's like it is now, people will pay what they can to get competent people to work for them because there aren't enough people to fill the jobs.
Exactly.
That's how wages go up. Not because the government says you got to pay. Dumbasses. Economic illiteracy. So, this whole idea that their feelings are hurt because he's called them out and expose them, and they just don't seem the least bit interested in being balanced, making an attempt at being fair.
No, not at all.
The polls, not polls, the studies from Media Research Center, 90% of Trump's coverage has been negative. 90%.
Mm-hmm.
I could see, I guess, a sizable number, but 90%.
No, there's an obvious bias.
When he's making, trying to make peace with North Korea, engaging in dialogue with Putin, which is better than a nuclear war, and people are thriving and optimistic. You haven't had time. You're giving credit to Obama for that. Not even a moron would do that. But you are, because you think you can still tell people what to think and they're going to mindlessly echo that mindset. Obama's the reason Trump got elected president, and Obama's policies and the reversal of them are the reason this country is going again. So I don't think it's anything. You know, if you got a problem with Trump, blame him. Blame Obama. He's your guy. Well, I was trying to plow through the drenching rain up the back steps. I was remembering after that memorable first debate when that arrogant president stood there at the podium. Whoa, the 80s called. They want the policy back. Russia. When Mitt Romney said Russia's a problem. What have we heard for the last 2 years? Every day, all day long. Russia. All of a sudden. So did the 80s call back come on. You can't admit that you're wrong, that you were wrong about him, that he was wrong. Because you're more interested in blowing smoke up his ass and, you know, pandering, catering. I don't recall one time when he was asked a tough question. And if he gave you that flash of anger. And that flash of anger said, your taxes are going to be audited, mister, or we have ways.
No, but I tend to think Americans do have a lot in common, though. Even people who are like Bernie bros and folks who are saying Trump on, riding the Trump train. I look at this country and say, you know, it should be, you know, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. It's more like hypocrisy, dishonesty, and resentment. Those are our values today.
And nobody's cherished and honored those values more than our, especially the print media, starting with them.
Well, good, yeah, they're the mouthpiece.
It would be more serious if more people were reading the newspaper or watching MSLSD or CNN. They're not. Those shows, for all their outrage and everything else, it's the same song and dance every night. They're not getting viewers. Rachel Maddow, she's like the therapist, the official therapist for the left, and that's about it. James.
Hey, Greg. I heard today, I'm not sure if it was Rasmussen or whatever, however you call it, or Reuters, or one of the polling systems, they said that among black folks, he's polling at 36% today.
I know it's up. It's up at a level that could be real serious trouble, because the Democrats have always looked as blacks as one big block that they could always count on.
Yes, sir. They said it went from 29 to 36 today.
Yay.
That's wonderful news. I hope it continues, because that's the way out for people who have been stuck in poverty.
Yes, sir.
Embrace something different. You've been doing the same thing for 60 years. What's it gotten you? Yep. A lot of pious, empty promises and representation from the likes of a Maxine Waters, who won't even live in her own district because it's too dangerous, but owns a $4 million house and a congressional salary. I'd like to know how you do that.
Yes.
Thank you, James.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Go Braves. 320. If you're ready for something new to drive, you don't have to buy brand new. You can let somebody else pay that sticker price, and then you pick it up with very low mileage at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, where you have, give or take, usually about 200 choices running from under 5,000 to over 25. It all makes and models and styles and types of cars that all have three things in common. Number one, David Ingram sends those cars, first stop is the mechanics. And they're tasked with finding a reason to not sell that car. There's trouble lurking under the hood. This could be, end up with an expensive repair. Let's just move it on. If it passes that test, then the vehicle history is checked out. And the body, if the body is looking good, almost showroom new, no matter how many years the car has, that's test two. And then number three is the interior. Is it clean, pristine, undamaged? something that people can be proud to drive. And if it passes all three tests, then and only then does it make it to the lot that says Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. They put their name on those vehicles only. So shop with confidence. It's a very unstereotypical used car shopping experience with Tip Tames and that great team over there. They'll take good care of you before, during, and after the sale. 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop online at jackingram.com. Dozens of photos on every vehicle in stock.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hidden away at Wind Creek Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta Twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery. Itabina.
How do you Friday? Whether you're trying to firm up, slim down, feel better, or simply take a break, Smoothie King has the smoothie for you. And with our $5 Fridays, you can Friday with a purpose. 32-ounce smoothies are just $5, and 32-ounce meal replacements are just $6. All blends, all flavors, all Friday. So how do you Friday? Friday like a king. Only at Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose. Participating locations, some restrictions may apply.
Introducing new life-proof, slip-resistant wood-look porcelain tile from The Home Depot. Starting at just $1.99 a square foot, it's 50% more slip-resistant than ordinary tile. It's waterproof, stain-proof, scratch-resistant, and works indoors or out. Step confidently in your kitchen, bathroom, patio, or any area of your home with new life-proof, slip-resistant porcelain tile. Just $1.99 a square foot. Only at The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Selection varies by store. Slip-resistance based on tiles that meet a DCOF less than or equal to 0.42.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Helping the community find a job they'll love for life. This is Career Search. Here's today's Career Search prospect.
Hello, my name is Omarosa Manigault Newman, but please, you can call me Ms. Omarosa Manigault Newman. I'm looking for a very high-level position because I've moved way beyond being just an apprentice. I'm looking to work for someone who's not unhinged in bookstores now. And if you don't hire me, I might just break down and start crying. So, are you ready to bring me on board? Because I work like a dog. Wait, before you answer, let me go ahead and hit the record button.
If you would like to add this talented person to your team, call this station today.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. We have a couple of hours in the late night you can fill here, but you got to buy the time. It is 325 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The irony in the passing of Aretha, same day that Elvis
really
passed away, yeah.
What are the chances?
I could take you to the exact spot on Ford City Drive in Chicago. I'll never forget it. I was heading to work in the afternoon, and the top of the hour news came on, and Elvis Presley is dead. It's like, wow.
What year was that?
76, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
That was the figures before I was born. I mean,
well, there you can always look those things up online.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now.
It was 76, I
think. No, 77, August 16th.
77. How could I be so wrong about something? And it was still, you know, a huge shock.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
We didn't have TMZ and all that crap back then to, you know, hound and follow the celebrities and report, you know, what they ordered at a drive-thru window like we do today.
True.
So, for the most part, most people did not know about Elvis's drug issues.
Yeah.
And even though he had become large Elvis, I remember seeing him a couple of years before that at the Chicago Stadium, and he still had it. The ladies still loved him.
I
never saw so much flying underwear in my life.
Mm. Well, and I can't remember the exact video and time period, but it had to be around then when he's fat Elvis. But not just fat. What struck me as this video begins, he's on stage at some big concert. He said underwear, raucous applause. It's like a big party. He's decrepit, though. The man can barely walk. And get from the front, you know, lead singer microphone, but
sweating
he walks
profusely.
Oh yeah, and he walks back from kind of the front of the stage center, and walks back to the piano. And it's like he looks like he's on death's door. And he sits down at the piano, and out comes the voice of an angel, of a man that still had that something spirit in
See,
him.
See, you know what though? That's part of why he's dead.
Yeah,
because when you can still do what you've been able to do
exactly
and get away with it, why stop?
Right, exactly.
And then the day comes, rice pudding.
Yeah, it looked funny.
Yeah, I know. I don't have a fork. So I drank it out of the cup.
So you just lick your pudding, not fork it?
This, listen, get used to this, because when you come to visit me at the old folks' home...
You'll be able to, I have to hold the cup?
No. You'll just be able to. Sports. No, the nurse will spoon feed me, but you'll be able to tell what I had for dinner, no doubt, because it'll be down the front of my hospital gown. Little Joey. 328.
Sorry.
No, I appreciate that. If you really care about somebody, you'll let them know.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a big green rubbery thing on your face. Did you recently sneeze? Only a good friend would do that.
No, I'm really want to put the happy and happy.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't know what it is. I think I have a low level cold.
Really?
Yeah. And so any little amount of sickness, like, it's fine. Like, I got up and took a shower and I was good. But any little amount of sickness makes me a bit misanthropic, so especially when politics gets brought up. And yeah, I just want them to leave me alone. And I know they won't. Talking about everybody, all of you. I love you individually. But politically, monsters. That said, I want to put the happy back in happy hour, not just go on rants like that.
I did, this happened, like, you know, I was actually in the middle of, I was doing a spot for Jack Ingram, and I could tell from Rich's face that he had just seen something very unhappy.
Yeah?
Because Rich is electrified. He's got gadgets everywhere, and his watch went off.
Oh, no.
With a bulletin about Aretha.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, what's up? And I said, Aretha? And he said, yeah. So I was able to get something online quickly and ask people to list their favorite Aretha song. Respect is obviously getting a lot of votes, but there's some others here. I think we're going to take some time to check those out today. But you were playing them, right?
I played on Dan's show. We played You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Played Think. My personal favorite Aretha Franklin song, I'll probably open up my show with it tonight, is I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, because it's done here in Muscle Shoals. And
I wondered how much of her music was done in Muscle Shoals.
Well, apparently it was some, that song in particular, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. It was a long session where the band was kind of jamming, trying to come up with something. Aretha sitting there pretty bored. And then all of a sudden, I think it's a guy's name was Spooner, played the Rhodes keyboard. Just out of the silence and the frustration, you hear that opening, dun, 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 and she started singing on top of it, and it was like, we have a song. And it's such a great tune.
Respect is the obvious big... That's her masterpiece, whatever you want to call it, her signature. But Think is my favorite.
Think's great.
Because I'm not particularly good at it.
It's a great song, too.
So, that was the sad news this morning. The happy news this afternoon is a great day on the markets.
About time.
And that is bad, bad, bad news for all those Democrats that think they're going to ride a blue wave back into Washington.
Not going to happen.
I don't think so.
They're going to have to teach people.
As hard as some
money.
Republicans seem to be trying to hand it to them, when you're losing in chunks your dependable voting base, Hispanics too, like Trump, especially those that came here legally, they don't understand why anybody should get a shortcut. They all know why the Democrats are so concerned. Because they don't want to, you know, they went through it, why should you get in?
Exactly.
That's what you call fair. Equal treatment under the law.
Yep.
Here's Soldier Boy. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yeah, he's been undercover.
Huh?
Covert operations.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd tell you, but I'd have to, you know what? Hey, I think my best Aretha Franklin Aretha would have been I Knew You Were Waiting with George Michael duet.
George Michael and Aretha?
Yeah, remember? I Knew You Were Waiting?
No, I don't remember that. Here's my problem. Now, Soldier Boy, listen.
Yes.
When you work in music radio, which is, you know, the bigger half of my career, you pretty much live in the universe that your station has picked. So if you're not playing a song or an artist, it's amazing. Rich played a song in the morning the other day by, who the hell was it? I'd never heard it before. I got to remember who this was because it was a major artist, but it was not a song. John Mellencamp. It wasn't a hit at the station I worked at or the market I was in. Mm-hmm. So, gee, this is different. But it was where he was. So he knew it and I didn't. That's how
it's like you working in an Italian restaurant. The last thing you want to do is eat Italian.
Kind of, yeah. And you tend to, stay away from... you know, what you're eating at home. Huh? Whatever. But we'll see if we can find that. Thanks for the call. Is this Melanie from El Jalisco?
Yes, it is.
Can we come over there and seek shelter from the storm and enjoy some great happy hour pricing on beverages and some great Thursday specials?
Absolutely. We just started the happy hour at 3 o'clock.
All right. And that happy hour applies to what?
The happy hour is, drinks apply on the margaritas, the house margaritas, the medium ones, 22 ounces are only $3. The small ones are $1.99. I got a Michelob Ultra and a Bud Light, 22 ounces are only $2.99.
Those are good prices. I'm not a drinker myself, but I know what drink prices are running these days, so that's a great value. And what are some of the things you feature on the menu on Thursday?
Okay, on the menu, we got the Mexican antojitos, which is a combination of quesadillas, flautas, nachos. It's like a appetizer combination. It's a really good portion of food for only $7.99.
Wow, and you got three different things on there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what's that first one called? The ampanito?
Antojito. Yeah, Mexican antojitos.
You have to show me what those are when I come in next time.
Yeah, sure, anytime.
Because I'm really...
Also, we got the chimichanga. It's popular. The chimichanga, lots of people love chimichangas. Yeah. We're only $7.99 tonight, the chimichanga platter.
I'm happy to say, Melanie, that so many listeners that have gone into El Jalisco on our suggestion have called or written to say, man, it was just awesome. Everything you said, great service, outstanding, authentic Mexican food, incredibly reasonable prices, attentive service. You can't beat it.
Thank you very much. I got a lot of customers come say they hear about us on the radio show.
That's great.
Thank you very much, guys.
Would you do me a favor and tell the Queen of the Dimples that I said hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Monica. I haven't talked to her in a while. I miss her.
She got her son visit last night from Florida, so
they're
spending that time together now.
Oh, good, good. I'm so happy.
She'll be here this afternoon for the dinner time, yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm glad she got to, because I remember her telling me about that last week when I had stopped by. Well, you have a big night there, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you, Melanie. El Jalisco is right across from the Krispy Kreme donut shop on Atlanta Highway, and they're open till 9:30 tonight. Ed?
Hello, Ed. We just spoke.
Ed?
Earth to Ed.
All right. Ed, I'm sorry, man. We got to take our bottom of the hour break. We're going to go do with something we premiered this morning on the show, and it's a tribute to the lunch ladies of the world. It's really well done.
Just to see her standing there with that net up in her hair, she's so majestic. Yes, she serves the food with love, using those two latex gloves, and I want seconds. My lunch lady. Whoa, 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 my lunch lady. Serving a funky tasting gravy. My lunch lady is fine. Well, I love the way she scoops all those vegetables and soups, they're so delicious. Stream meat and tater tots, nothing nutritious. My lunch lady. Whoa, 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 my lunch lady. Though she makes my stomach hate me, my lunch lady is fine.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Seeing a little ease up in the slowdowns on 85 north and southbound, but it was almost closed down there for a little bit. Right now, from about South Union down to the interchange, you're seeing a little bit of slow traffic. We have an accident on the East Boulevard. That'll be right at I-85 as you go under the overpass, so be careful if you're coming through there. But right now, 65 looks really good. 85, the rest of it is all clear, and Atlanta Highway's okay. Today's the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training, and you have the desire, so make it happen at Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange confirms to Alabama News Network that he will indeed not seek another term in office. Strange was first elected back in 2009. The election for mayor will take place next year. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a man was shot dead last night. Police say 19-year-old Terrell Grant was shot in the 800 block of Claremont Avenue. Police say another man was also shot, but his injuries are non-life-threatening. No arrests have been made. Police say a woman who was being beaten and robbed in an Alabama shopping center was rescued by passersby. Midfield police tell us that the woman was punched by a man Wednesday morning after she finished grocery shopping at the Piggly Wiggly. The man assaulting the 74-year-old was rushed by a group of people who held him down until police arrived. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever thought of selling real estate? We have a new class starting on Thursday, September 13th, right here in Montgomery at our office in East Chase. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. We encourage you to call us for all the details. The class is filling up now. Active live class with an instructor that sells and lists real estate with 41 years in experience. Topics include license law, property law, appraisal, pricing property, and how to represent buyers and sellers. Discussion about buying rental property and managing property are also covered. Great training materials and books, lively discussions, and plenty of handouts will help you study. Classes are starting now. Please call 551-0225 or email bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225, Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home.
so treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Hey folks, Dierks Bentley here. If you've seen one of my concerts, you know I'm all about energy. Performing, recording, traveling, being a husband and a father, it's a busy life, and I need to be 100% every day. So when my battery starts running low, I grab a sugar-free, vitamin-packed 5-hour energy shot. It tastes great, and it gets me back to 100% fast. Try it. It could work for your busy life, too. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. If your yard needs rain, the news is good over the next few days. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue. They'll generally fade out tonight, overnight low 74, but then they will redevelop tomorrow. In fact, scattered to numerous storms around tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, with daytime high temperatures around 90 and lows at night in the middle 70s. And then Monday, still a decent chance of more scattered storms. Download our free weather app and stay on top of where the storms are and where they're going to be. It has advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly, even when you go out of town. It knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Just now, I ain't no psychiatrist, ain't no doctor with degree.
were so affected when a celebrity passes. Because Aretha lived to be 76. That's not quite life expectancy for a woman. But in a way, it's like pets, because when you lose somebody whose art or talent you appreciated, you kind of realize it puts you in touch with your own age as well.
Yes.
And how fast freaking time flies.
It's moving, man.
The older you get, the faster it goes.
Yes, sir.
We have a bunch of Aretha tunes we'll be playing. One story that I got a kick out of. Obviously, the woman is a millionaire many times over, so she can afford whatever she wants. Sure. She lived in a luxury condo in Detroit and had quite a few people around her to take care of her the last few months.
Good.
But she got into a Guns and McGilla with some limousine company in Detroit that claimed she owed them money because Aretha loved fast food. She loved Burger King especially. And I'll give her credit. Hey, you know, if I wish I could afford a limo to take me everywhere I needed to go. That she had underpaid them for limousine services to and from local Burger Kings in Detroit. I never knew how that was resolved, but...
That's funny.
You know what? There were many times when I could afford a fancy steak dinner, but what I really wanted was a double cheeseburger from McDonald's.
Yeah.
And you go with it, man. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Greg. I've got a little short Aretha story for you, if I can get it out. I got throat problems.
Oh, no.
Back in 69, I was there to the founding of the Allman Brothers Band. I was head roadie there through 73. Anyway, Dwayne had just finished doing the Wait album with Aretha over in most shows.
That's the first I've heard the Almonds had done anything with Aretha. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. He played on a lot of R&B artists' albums. Wilson Pickett, bunch of them. Mine goes blank every now and then, so I can't rattle them off. Anyway, he would get real animated when he'd talk about Aretha. You know, any other artist that he really admired and respected, he'd just get fired up, you know, talking about them. And he was telling me to get a sip of water. He's telling me about how she got so into singing in the studio that she'd have this big old metal music stand, you know, with the sheet music on it, and that she would actually bend that steel music stand with her hands.
Wow.
When she hit those really beautiful high notes. Pretty amazing.
Wow.
Well, we appreciate the insight. That's the first time I've ever heard that story, nor did I know that any of the Almonds had worked with Aretha. Thank you for taking the time, and good luck with that throat, okay?
Yeah, thank you, man. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Yeah, Dwayne Allman was part of the Muscle Shoals group for a little while there.
Isn't that where Aretha may have been from Detroit, but she was on Atlantic Records, which was not Motown, which was not a Motown label. In fact, a lot of Atlantic artists, Wilson Pickett and others, were part of that Muscle Shoals crowd. Makes me want to watch that Muscle Shoals documentary.
Yeah, one of my favorite things to watch.
I still think the best music documentary I saw, I don't know if it was 10 or 10 Feet from Fame or something like that, about the background singers.
Oh.
I think Aretha's featured on that. And the people that, you know, tour with the stars and make them sound great on stage, but, you know, they're 10 feet behind the credit.
That's a great documentary, too. I know what you're talking about.
It really is. It's well, if you, I don't know if it's on Netflix or Hulu or one of those services. I got to remember the exact title. No doubt somebody will take advantage of my ignorance and let me know.
I like The Ruddles. That's probably my favorite documentary.
The Ruddles?
The Ruddles. You never heard of The Ruddles?
I've heard the term, but I'm drawing a blank on what the Ruddles are connected to.
It's a Monty Python takeoff.
The Ruddles. Yeah. Okay.
The Beatles.
I just posted a story on Facebook. Have you seen this video yet? I'm not going to run the audio, but there's a video, a guy shot over a lake in North Carolina. It's very, very bumpy video, but it looks like he's got a...
That means it's authentic.
He's got a UFO in the middle of it.
I've caught in so many of them in taking pictures of the sky, and I not realize I don't even see it when I take the picture, but when I look at the picture later, there's things there. So
let me
doesn't surprise
see if
me
I can get it to work on my other... When are we going to have Windows that work on this damn computer? This is... I mean, we...
It drove me crazy earlier today.
Yeah, there's... Something's been changed here. I don't know what it is. But it's this guy, and he's basically... Here, take a look. The only reason I'm not playing the audio is because I'm not sure if he drops enough bomb or something.
They usually do.
Because he was freaking out at the sight of this thing. Well, this is working real well, too.
Oh, the double... Yeah.
If playback doesn't begin shortly, try restarting your device.
How about if playback doesn't begin shortly, I yank your cords out by the roots and throw your ass down the stairs.
You might be able to find that delicious. The clip, the audio of it, you might be able to find it on delicious.
I didn't see it there.
You didn't see it there?
Did you?
Oh, I haven't looked yet.
No, this just came out today.
Oh.
And it's from FoxNews.com, so it's not like, okay, what aluminum foil website did this video come from? Mm-hmm. So I'm letting listeners take a look and decide, because I'm sure their computers work better than ours. So far, not a whole lot of... I just put it up a few minutes ago. But if you want to see, it looks like a regular old-fashioned flying saucer hovering over a lake in North Carolina.
Could be one of ours.
353, yes. You better believe it could be one of ours. I am absolutely convinced that without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
We've been working with out-of-this-world technology for a long, long time.
Yeah.
In fact, there's another story today about a guy off the coast of Florida who believes he's found an extraterrestrial craft buried at the bottom of the ocean. He's a treasure hunter, and he's picked up this signal that's a complete anomaly from what you would expect to see over a sunken wreck. Like me.
Complete anomaly?
Yeah, I'm the sunken wreck today.
Nah.
It's 3:54 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I think I just got his throat thing over the phone. How's that possible?
Damn. Well, that's contagious there. It's the Allman Brothers throat bug.
I just wanted to tell everybody.
I think I found an Aretha Franklin Muscle Shoals clip from that documentary.
You did?
Yeah, it's about a minute long. Let me see. I'm going to check it out.
Check it out. Yeah. Man, that's great. Love to hear it. Our reminder, they're open for one more hour today, but open every Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lewis Lawn. A great local business. The Lewises are two of the best citizens here in the River Region that can run a business. There's such a symmetry between like the Lewises and Terry and Donnie Turner and the Clarks and so many of the others who invest in this show and this station and you. And that's why I hope the next time you need a mower, blower, pressure washer, anything to maintain the outside of your home, you'll choose them. When you buy from them, you can bring it back to them for service or repair. Your warranty actually means something. You got Chad Sasser there to look up the best rebates and discounts available from the manufacturers on a monthly basis. Amy and Haley at the counter to make sure that your service needs are taken care of in a timely fashion. The pros choose Lewis Lawn. You should see John Cato of J&S in as big as he is in that bright green Lewis Lawn shirt with the number on it. There's 244-9191 if you want to call in advance and ask questions or just stop by and see him. 1135 Northeastern Bypass right next to Walter Craig. 355.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are pretty much back to normal as far as traffic flow. We were almost shut down on 85 north and southbound just a half an hour ago. Now everything looks good and looks good on 65 as well. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway look good and the 31s are all clear. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Burt's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lindmark, Sweet Frog, Frozen Yogurt, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The music is so loud.
See what's making all that noise.
Noise pollution.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our second annual truckload sale. Now's the perfect time to increase your home comfort and lower your utility bill with a brand new energy-efficient Carrier system. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Thanks to loyal customers like you, AC by Lou Choir has been the River Region's air conditioning company of choice for the past 35 years. We have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. When you turn to the experts at Lou Choir, you don't have to give up quality to save on a new Carrier heating and cooling system. And as always, get the benefit of our tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Visit acbyloucquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyloucquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I can't wait.